it's usually they have one home run threat, maybe a possession guy.
Yeah.
They have a couple.
They have more than a couple. This will certainly be one of the most, if not the most explosive group of receivers we'll play. You know, they do a lot of different things too with them. They go down the field and make plays. Palmer can certainly get the ball down the field to him accurately, but they also do a lot of things where they catch the ball underneath and then make a bunch of people miss. And run after catch is a significant portion of, you know, some of the things that they do to make big plays too. So, you know, tackling them's an issue, covering them's an issue, trying to disrupt Palmer and his rhythm is going to be a big challenge. And certainly, like you said, they're very explosive. They can score from anywhere on the field. It's playing pretty well. You know, again, in the preseason, you're seeing bits and pieces here and there, and Carson didn't play the whole preseason, obviously, but, you know, they're physical, they're big. They keep everybody kind of out of the middle of the pocket pretty well. They're running the ball extremely well. I mean, they led the league in rushing in the preseason, obviously, and that's a big credit to their offensive line. They're doing a lot of good things up there. We did some good things in stretches. Certainly, you know, started well in San Francisco, but you know, that's a process where you got to take each week and look at what you think you may be able to do to get some pressure in the pocket. And we're certainly trying to do that this week against them, but it'll be a big task because again, they do a great job of keeping people out of his face.
For all the attention their passing game gets, you know, Cedric Benson played well down the stretch.
Yep.
For him.
Really, he's really playing well. Explosive runner. You know, he can bounce the ball to the edge. Good cutback downhill guy. Very physical. Kind of fits their running game very well. You know, their offensive line is big and physical. Their runner gets it downhill and isn't afraid to put his shoulder down and try to run you over either. So tackling him is going to be an issue. And again, that plays hand-in-hand with trying to cover the receivers at the same time and disrupt the quarterback. So they got a lot of weapons. They're very explosive. And again, we're going to have to play well on Sunday. What do you mean, couple guys? Trying to bait me.
Well, it was out there that Brian Dawkins was a captain, let's put it that way.
Yeah. The players voted on that, and the captains have been named for the 2009 season. And they are Casey Wiegman, Kyle Orton, Daniel Graham, Wesley Woodyard, Mario Hagan, Champ Bailey, and Brian Dawkins. very worthy of that recognition, and certainly, you know, made it clear, the team made it clear that those are the guys that they felt, you know, felt that way about.
Special teams?
They're all captains. They're just captains.
Josh Kyle said that he and Brandon Marshall worked extra after practice. You like the work ethic you see from Brandon trying to, I don't know if he's playing catch-up.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys that worked you know, worked in there yesterday after practice, did some extra work, and he was one of them. And, yeah, I mean, I love every one of our players that would stay after and do more and try to work on some of the things that are important this week. That's always important that they feel that way about, you know, what they're doing. They want to try to improve at their craft. So, yeah, I feel really good about that, and it was good to see everybody working out extra after practice yesterday. I think it, you know, I mean, it obviously speaks to how they interact with their teammates, how they lead their teammates on the field, what they do when they're not on the field, you know, how they conduct themselves in terms of their preparation. They're both in here early and out of here late and take care of their bodies and do all the right things that you want them to do. And, you know, and again, that's recognizable when you're around them all day long. The players see that, and I think it's very... it's a very big compliment to them in the way that they approach it. Certainly wasn't surprising in either case.
How special was Sunday before you?
Say it again.
How special was Sunday before you?
It's opening day is great. I know this is my first time as a head coach, but opening day in general is a great day for the league, and tons of excitement and uncertainty, kind of abound. And I'm sure I'll have the same feeling I've had for, eight other opening days, nervous, not really eating a whole lot on the day of the game, but that's part of football, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for it. Yeah, it's kind of nice the league put both Ohio teams on our schedule first. I'm sure I'll have a number of family and friends there, and that'll make it, more special in that regard. I'll be able to see a few people maybe before the game or after the game, and just the support that, you get from some people that you grew up with or around. And I've played there a number of times in Cincinnati. It's a neat place to play, great fans, loud. It'll be a great place for us to start the season. I think that I don't think it's as much us breaking that down as it is any quarterback getting comfortable with two things. One being, how good the offensive line does protect for him, and then secondly, what you're trying to do on a certain play or with your system in general. If you're trying to force the ball down the field sometimes, you obviously need more protection. If you're not, if you're trying to, get it out quicker, then, you got to get a comfort level with, these guys give me a certain amount of time to throw it, and the coach is asking me to do these things with the ball. So I think that, all of our quarterbacks are new, new to this system, new to this line, new to our team, and I think they've adapted fairly well to it.
Thanks,
you got it. Thanks.